Outside the Genoa home of Steve and Sandy Reese, the couple's daughter Madison runs down a list of names.
Megamind, Metro Man, Princess, Buttercup, and the two little ones back there, they're called Silly and Funny.
Those pet-sounding names aren't for dogs, cats, or hamsters. They're for chickens. Several of them are hanging around the front section of a coop that Steve Reese built himself. This backyard is the only one in Genoa that has a permit for a chicken coop. The Reese's pushed for the ordinance, which was adopted earlier this year. Steve says he was inspired by the laws he became familiar with during his truck route through some larger communities along Lake Michigan.
I particularly used the Evanston model, and they went along with it, and they did their research, too. Even the mayor called up Evanston and called around a couple other municipalities, and I got a unanimous vote from everybody, so I was happy.
Now that their hometown allows the practice, the Reese's say they're enjoying the benefits of having a group of hens in their backyard. Steve says it's nice having a constant supply of fresh eggs, but he says it's more than that.
I wanted to instill in my kids, you know, good, wholesome American family values, where your food comes from, and just give them the opportunity to be able to raise something up from a little baby chick, take care of it, and then put it in the coop and take advantage of what they produce.
Sandy Reese says it's something the whole family has embraced.
We have a teenager, and she participates
yes.
in it just like the other girls. Yes. She has just as much fun. Mm-hmm. She likes going down and feeding them, which, you know, when we started this, we didn't think that she'd partake in it at all, but she's happy, you know, so it was exciting to see that.
Just minutes away in the neighboring town of Kingston, Jake Burkhart runs a company that builds custom-style chicken coops that are shipped all over the country. He says the selling point is that they're easy to clean.
People don't have a lot of time. You know, they're not farmers. They're not used to taking care of animals. So we wanted to make it as convenient as possible.
Burkhart says most of his customers are in California, where the movement has picked up a lot of steam. While the demand is out there, Burkhart says there is some pushback, too. He cites a recent effort that was shot down in Crystal Lake.
You know, some people were very much for it, but some people have an idea that it's going to stink. Some people have an idea that it's going to be noisy. Some people have an idea that people are going to put up a shack in their backyard and it's going to junk up the neighborhood.
Out in the parking lot, Burkhart shows me some of the coops that are on display.
The entire back of our coops opens up completely, so there's never any reason to get inside the coop.
He says they are designed to have a more appealing look for a residential neighborhood, and some of them do resemble your typical suburban home, complete with shingle roofing and painted trims along the exterior.
We do want people to have the opportunity to buy something that looks nice, that's not going to, impact property values or anything like that.
And experts agree there are positive effects of the backyard chicken movement. Ken Kokelbeck is a poultry specialist with the University of Illinois Extension Service. He says there are some potential drawbacks as well.
The major thing I see is biosecurity, health, not only the birds, but of the person taking care of the animals, because some major poultry diseases across the country in the past 10 or 15 years have started in small flocks.
Kokelbeck says that's why it's important for people wanting backyard hens to educate themselves about how to care for and clean up after the animals. As for the issue of public nuisance, Kokelbeck says it doesn't appear to be a problem, because most ordinances are carefully crafted to prevent the situation from getting out of hand. He says that includes letting neighbors get their sleep by not allowing roosters in backyards. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.